This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome to the show
with the three amigos, Hotman, Crowder, and Solana on FM radio. Them boys be sliding, so we riding and we ready to go. 100,000 watts, full throttle, baby, ready to blow. We passing Boca up to Jupiter, we got your attention. You can tune in anywhere, but listen at your discretion. To the legend, Mr. Hotman, can't stop from each other, Deuce. My brother got his own hot burger at Tucker Deuce. Now my rush more of these sports, spitting the truth. It's Channing Crowder, greatest Dolphin to rock the 52. So line the one best of Miami, the voice of FIU. We reppin' to Miami, the Heat and the Panthers too. We reppin' for the Marlins, the Dolphins, that's how we do. We reppin' for the crew, so it's always about the you. Hey Jimmy, please get a bell on the phone and tell him that it's on. I finally got his name on the song. Can't do him wrong, cause it sounds so sweet. You speak the facts while I keep the crowd on their feet. Football season be the reason that I be bringing this heat. Georgia music representing 104.3. Hey, show.
Welcome to the show. Welcome to the show. Welcome to the show. So, the Miami Hurricanes did it to me again. And did it to all of us. The Miami Hurricanes did it to all of us again. It's a promising season that somehow vanishes into thin air, and it probably shouldn't shock us, but it does every single time.
It shocked me this year.
This one felt so, and I feel stupid saying this. This one felt so different.
Veteran quarterback, you have a Heisman candidate defensive end. You had all the talent in the world.
You didn't beat patsies at the beginning that fooled you that all of a sudden when you got to conference play. This was the opposite. You beat all the ranked teams that were on your schedule, and now you're in the part of your schedule. You're not facing any ranked teams, and you've lost to Louisville, had a stinker of a first half against Stanford, and now you lose to SMU. It really is frustrating, certainly, and doesn't feel good.
The definition of a, you know what, I won't even say average, a good team. A good team. You can beat some guys you're not supposed to beat. I can hear myself.
I mean, Solana is insane that we mute our computers, and he didn't mute his own computer. I mean, what's going on over there?
Not what happened, but that's okay.
Like, think about it.
It's not what happened?
It's not.
What were we hearing sound from?
I don't know.
Well, was it not your computer?
Yeah, the volume was up. I was listening to Heat highlights last night.
Right.
I forgot to mute
That's exactly what I said. You didn't mute the computer.
Right.
And then you said that's not what happened. But he wasn't doing a bit. That really was his reaction. Oh, it's not. That's not what happened. But then he had no explanation because exactly. It was obvious what had happened. Where else would the sound have been coming from?
What about when you lie and smile from ear to ear after the lie? That lies don't work for you.
It was like he said, that's not what happened, and realized there's going to be no way out of this.
I thought I had an angle to lie.
What was going to be your angle?
Well, actually, what was happening behind the scenes, you'll see our...
we didn't want to get into this one.
Our chat was telling us, hey, there's no audio being played, and it's because Jimmy's computer was muted. Jimmy muted himself.
Gotcha.
Which is why when I unmuted Jimmy, the audio started playing. Had he not been muted at the start of the show like he wasn't supposed to be,
Jimmy's fault.
Sounds
then
like,
I would have heard the audio before we went on the air. I would have had time to mute the audio before we went on the air. This could have all been avoided. I felt bad. I didn't want to throw Jimmy under the bus.
I never muted myself.
Oh, okay. So
who muted
the main computer over there?
I don't know.
Okay.
Well, that's the answer that you give me all the time, and you have to accept it. You know he's lying, and he's just going, yeah, I didn't do it. I knew you were lying, and you're just going, yeah, it wasn't me.
It's you fun, though, isn't it?
But you don't learn that lesson? You don't realize how ridiculous it is lying when someone fun. Does that?
No, I mean, isn't it kind of fun? I mean, we're all just kind of lying. I don't know.
Amazing.
You can't lie and smile real big.
Well, Mario Cristobal. I don't know. I mean, blame him.
Lie when it's so obvious. Anyway, we will talk about that. John Michaels is going to join us today. Will Manso is going to join us today. He's at the Dolphins facility. I want to talk Dolphins with him, but I do want to talk Hurricanes with him as well. World Series was incredible. Yes. I am wearing my Shohei game-worn jersey. No. Actually, this is a Miguel Rojas game-worn jersey. I had this shipped to me when Miguel Rojas wasn't doing much for the Dodgers. And I kind of knew because I had seen him here in Miami. I'm like, this guy's going to have a breakout World Series, and certainly he did.
Yeah, how scared he looked when he threw that that ball home.
Oh, Miguel Rojas?
He was terrified.
Well, because he was kind of bobbling it
but
there.
They had a close-up on his face. He was praying to every god he could pray to.
It was great, man. That was as good a game seven as you'll see in any sport. Not just baseball. Like, that was as good a game seven as you'll see. Speaking of the Dolphins, I'm fascinated to see what kind of performance they put together Sunday against the Bills. Because this is truly a ship that's not sinking, it's sunk, right? You get rid of the general manager, Jalen Phillips gets traded today. You realize that the experiment or whatever you had planned is a failure. And now you've got to host Buffalo, and there's all kinds of turmoil and change. There will probably be more before the trade deadline tomorrow. And so I'm fascinated to get to Sunday and see what happens on the field.
Buffalo that just whooped Kansas City.
I mean,
last night.
It's tailor made for
40-0.
Yep.
Something ridiculous.
Yep.
You know what? Will we see if they're still playing for McDaniel? We're going to see it a lot sooner than we thought we did. We know that y'all are getting rid of people. We're watching our buddies walk out
the door. Over. It's over. You're literally part of something that's over.
McDaniels gets them going and competes with Buffalo. You kept the right guy to him and Chris Greer. Because I'm telling you, if I'm on this roster right now, this is done.
It's over.
We're just out here for the next nine games just to be out here for the next nine
games. It is over. They have pulled the plug. There's no mistaking it.
If you're playing, maybe play for your next contract with somebody else.
Sure.
You know, show out, put something on film that's good for you. But yeah, as a win one for the team, get together, guys, make this playoff run, that's curtains.
Sports Talk on WQAM is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. Like I said, John Michaels, Will Manso. Canes Hoops gets underway tonight. You've got the men's and women's doubleheader. Women at 5, men at 8 p.m. at the Watsco Center in Coral Gables. Canes Hoops tonight. By the way, Canes Hoops, the men's game, will be on AM 560. You'll have Heat tonight on the FM.
Yep.
And Canes basketball on the AM. And speaking of the Heat, we have Heat Cavs tickets. Heat Cavs at the Kaseya Center November 10th, And we're going to give away a pair of tickets every day this week. So just keep on listening for that. Do we know now what the Heat are? Because I know we were waiting for this road trip, and we were waiting to crown them before the road trip. Now the road trip is underway. I remember San Antonio. I know they lost last night. Am I missing a game in between there or no?
No, 0-2 on this road trip. But again, doesn't count because Norman Powell hasn't played either of these games. So
we don't know who they are.
Well, what we know they're a good enough team without Norman Powell to compete against the elite teams out west, just not beat the elite teams out west without Norman Powell. Tonight, we'll find out with Norman Powell.
I got you. Tonight,
but again, this one also kind of doesn't count because second night of a back-to-back.
Yeah, right. Do we really know?
So no games count.
We have to – no. When they're back home and they're playing lesser talented teams, then we know.
Oh, next Charlotte game. No,
they are fun, man. I have to tell you, I was even talking to my brother on the ride home, on the ride in today. Like, he was saying, like, the Bulls and the Heat, he said he doesn't know how they measure pace. But he said both those teams, like, the pace is ridiculous.
The Heat were leading the NBA entering today. They have been since day one in pace. I'll check it right now. But, yeah, man, like, they're just –
they're fun. You know what? They're just fun to watch. I like a team that's fun to watch. The Heat team is fun to watch. Again, they've lost two in a row. But they are fun to watch.
A lot more. Even when they're in the big three.
A lot more fun. Well, not bigger than – not more
but
fun
just
than
enjoy
the
they score point. But Prouder. The gameplay of it.
What are you doing, bro?
The gameplay of it.
I got you the gameplay.
Did you see Bam?
I mean, LeBron was standing there with Dwayne Wade.
I will ride for Jaime Jaquez Jr. till the end of the planet.
But
I don't know what you're doing.
More fun than the Jimmy Butler era. And Jimmy Butler's a star. More fun than the Jimmy Butler era because of the style of play.
Did y'all see Bam explaining their offense on Prime TV or something?
Well, once he did that, they haven't won.
They're 0-2 since then.
Yeah, I don't know if he should have ran that.
Yeah, how about you shut up?
He's like, you run over there, and then you come back here. If I pass it to you, you run over there.
It'd be great if Riley sent out one of those shut the bleep up press releases, and it was to Bam.
the guy on the right wing is just always going to run in the middle, huh?
No, but it was fascinating when they explained it all, right?
That positionless thing, I kind of had a better understanding for that. Like, nobody's standing there. Just keep running around these circles.
They're fun to watch. Who do they have tonight? Clippers?
Yeah, the Clippers. Norman Powell hasn't played the idea tonight. You get the Norm revenge game in L.A. They didn't give him the contract extension. They traded him for Peanuts or John Collins. I mean, whatever. So the idea is he plays tonight.
All right. Let's do headlines because John Michaels is going to join us this hour. Headlines are brought to you by Doral Volkswagen, home of the Pricito, our lowest price. Visit them at Doral Volkswagen or DoralVolkswagen.com.
There's so much to get to, man. Jalen Phillips traded this morning. Actually, it went through last night. We found out this morning you get a third-round pick for JP Eagles, third-round pick. And there was also the report that the Dolphins are paying some of that portion of his salary.
$6 million out of the $6.5 million. It's a fascinating trade. They essentially paid $6 million for a third round draft pick. Mm-hmm. It's fascinating. To get a third rounder in return of an expiring contract is amazing. But then when you look at the actual deal, they essentially paid $6 million for a third-round pick. Now, if you can turn that into something special, it's a bargain. If you turn it into Michael Agnew, it's a really terrible transaction.
They were going to spend that money on Jalen anyway, if he was here. So, like, that money's not attached to anything because he was an unrestricted free agent after this season. From the dad perspective of Jalen leaving, minus, the coming in out, great dude, great kid, UM guy, homegrown, blah, blah, blah. You cannot give the money that he's going to want as a defensive end to a habitually hurt young guy.
And always almost getting sacked.
Yes. What are they making? He'd probably make high $20 million per year.
It's not that, like, to be able to get a third round pick.
TJ Watt never making 40. 20, 28
yeah,
million a year
I
for
think
a DN.
So.
But he's getting older. He's coming off two major injuries.
Old,
no, he's not that old, but what? He's 27, 28 years old. Like,
he's going to get a $100 million contract. Oof. 4 for $25 million.
I think so.
$4 for $125 million.
Yeah, you absolutely couldn't do that. And we've seen enough of him. Yeah. Like, again, I'm a UM guy, but. Like that to turn him into a third round pick on halfway through his expiring contract, like halfway through the final season of his expiring contract, is really well done, except for the fact that you're paying his salary. Like, you're paying him to go play for Philadelphia, but you are getting that third-round pick.
And if you're going to keep Chubb and Phillips, why the hell do you draft Chop Robinson in the first round?
Right.
Like,
right.
What's he just here to have fun running, you know, run around on scout team? No, he needs to take up that other end because you, I want to say wasted, you utilized the first round draft pick on Chop Robinson.
Yeah, Chop had told Barry Jackson, I read it in the Herald, that it kind of takes him a little bit to get into the swing of the season because he's not playing as many snaps. And Barry kind of put two and two together saying, hey, Chop needs more snaps. And he's saying he wants more snaps without actually saying it. If you invested that much money into a guy, why are you going to pay another guy, like you're saying, 20-plus million? Andrew Van Ginkle makes $23 million. Montez Sweat makes $24
million. He's right around there.
He's around there. Yep. Yeah. You guys want to take a guess at who's next? I mean, Bradley Chubb is being talked about.
I would love to get rid of Chubb.
You had this Ian Rappaport report, a very thorough report, several different aspects of what's next for the Dolphins. One was, you know, a ton of different guys that they're receiving interest for. JP was on that list, Bradley Chubb, Matt Judon as well. I saw Minkah Fitzpatrick's name be thrown out. Jalen Waddle, the Dolphins, he said, will consider offers for Waddle, but they would have to be blown out of the water in order to accept
them.
They're
looking for Waddle, a first-round pick plus.
Yeah, they're not getting that.
That seems high.
And as the trade deadline, we talk about it all the time. It's coming up. Your list of guys you want to stay on the team are the only damn guys with value. Don't tell me, hey, oh, y'all can have Savignaya if you need him.
Right.
Go take Julian Hill. Right. Nobody wants Julian Hill. They want the Waddles. They want the Minkahs. They want those guys. Even Jalen Phillips, we just talked about it. He's not worth $25 a year to build a new team. But, yeah, they want the guys that make plays. Nobody's coming to get Jack Jones off our hands.
And the other big nugget from that piece by Ian Rappaport, again on NFL.com, was that the potential of benching Tua not off the table if he doesn't turn things around this year.
Yeah, there's some talk about how you would go about releasing him as well. I'll get into it later because I do want to talk with John Michaels about the Hurricanes, but there is some talk about how you could end up getting rid of that contract, what you'd end up eating, and how it could be done.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Here's your schedule. You have, as you mentioned, Canes Hoops and Canes Women's Basketball, the doubleheader. Canes Women's Basketball plays Hofstra at 5 p.m. Canes Hoops, they host the Dolphins, the Jacksonville Dolphins, at 8 p.m. Like you said, games on AM 560. The Heat, they play tonight. They're at the Clippers. Norm, questionable, expected to play. They lost to the Lakers by 10 last night. Miami's 3-3 overall. The Panthers start a four-game road trip tomorrow out west. They play the Ducks. They beat the Stars in a shootout Saturday, 4-3. Inter Miami lost to Nashville in game two. So here we go again. History repeats itself. Miami, first round, being a heavy favorite, has to play a game three at home against last year Atlanta United, who beat them, and this year Nashville. That'll be Saturday at noon.
And that's winner take all?
Winner go home.
All right. And when I say winner take all, of course, you just go to the second round. You don't take anything.
Winner go home in this context.
I like to say winner take all.
Take all of what?
Well, whatever. Oh, you're so pedantic.
I don't know what that word means.
I'm not certain I used it right.
The Marlins rookie, Javier Senoja, won a gold glove as a utility player. Go fish.
Pedantic.
That's a good one.
Or pendant, or pedant. Pedant. Many of the essays are long, dense, and too pedantic to hold great appeal.
Two A's or an E in there somewhere.
Hmm?
What's the vowels?
E and an A.
Okay. Pedantic.
Pedantic.
Okay.
Yeah. Marlins also elevated Gabe Kapler to the general manager job.
Wow.
He was the assistant general manager. Now he's your new Marlins general manager.
So what happened with Bendix?
Well, he's the president of baseball operations.
Huh. All right.
Gabe Kapler, of course, a superstar baseball player, if you're familiar with him. I happen to have his cell phone number.
I give him a call.
I've had him on the show before.
Superstar baseball player?
Gabe Kapler was, yeah.
Did you text him congrats?
I didn't. I looked to see what my last text with Gabe Kapler was.
Mm-hmm.
Couldn't find one.
I would have texted somebody today, went on the thread. The last one was them texting me Happy Father's Day, which I didn't respond.
That's,
I was like, never mind.
If you got to check.
And I was going to ask for something. Never mind.
Wasn't Gabe Kapler like an all-star?
I never heard of him.
You're the one wearing a baseball jersey.
I am just delighted by the outcome of the World Series. You know I live and die with what?
You about to lie?
What are you talking about? I live and die with the hard ball. And the long ball and the ding-dongs. And when I don't have time for that stuff, I watch baseball. And what a good World Series it was. Let's see. He was a World Series champion, and he was NL Manager of the Year. So,
wow.
Baseball superstar.
Mm. Okay.
He's a GM.
He is the Marlins GM.
You saw Skip get his first ring? I didn't even know our old manager.
Mattingly? No, he was with the Blue Jays.
He didn't get his first
He
ring.
Didn't.
Correct.
Damn.
Do you know that the Dodgers came back and won that game?
I saw him in the dugout. They were both blue and white.
No, that was one of the other reasons to root for Toronto, other than, hey, this billion-dollar Dodgers operation that, you know, should win it for the next 10 years. Like, it was fun. And Rob Pizzola was there. He was like front row again. and he was despondent. I was rooting for the Blue Jays.
Yeah.
But one of the reasons, one of the little side stories, was that Don Mattingly has never won a ring.
He talked about him for like 3-4 minutes yeah. on
Well, it looked like he was going to get it.
Yep. And they didn't.
He did not.
Really an epic collapse, all-time collapse by the Blue Jays if you really dive into it. 3-2 series lead after winning two games in L.A.
You've divin into
it. Divin.
I've divin. What? You want me to divot into it?
He divot over.
Remember to replace your divots. Now, what were you saying?
You blow a 3-2 series lead with both games at home. You had leads in both games. You had a 3-0 lead in game 7, and you were an inch away from winning that game. And you had a 4-3 lead in the top of the 9th with an out. They were 2 outs away. I mean, all-time epic collapse by the Blue Jays.
They're going against one of the best lineups in the history of baseball.
But it was Miguel Rojas that hit the home run.
That was the weird part.
Miguel Rojas was batting 9th. He hadn't had a hit in 3 years.
They gave up hope on him. They're talking about, oh, we get around to Shohei. Oh, man, we can't wait to get to Shohei.
It was crazy. It was crazy that it was Rojas.
How old is he? He took his hat off.
It's Miguel Rojas?
Real patchy up top.
How long was he here? Because someone said that we should retire his jersey.
I saw that. I mean, what?
Funny. That's funny.
He got a young face, an old head.
Miguel Rojas?
Yeah, man. I didn't know.
He's old, bro.
Miguel Rojas is?
Yeah. He's got to be upper 30s. He's retiring. He said he was retiring no matter what happened at the end of this series.
Gabe Kapler's 50, by the way. I just happened to have his Wikipedia up.
36, huh?
36?
Yeah, 36.
He got a 58-year-old top of the head.
Miggy Rowe. Love that guy. Always loved him with the Marlins. He's the guy that tore the clubhouse apart, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he told Jazz Chisholm to focus on baseball. Yeah. Enough of the nonsense.
Yeah.
He looked a little angry. Angry face.
Monday Night Football tonight, Cowboys-Cardinals, 8:15. And just to wrap up headlines, the Canes. Sorry, Hawk. They dropped to number 18 in the AP poll.
That's generous,
week.
To be quite honest. That's generous.
You want to talk about the 12 penalties?
I want to talk about Mario being content to run out the clock at the end of the game. There's 20-plus seconds 25
left. 25 seconds left, one timeout.
And even Lori says to me, we're watching on the couch, and Lori says to me, she goes, wait a second. Is he guaranteeing now that SMU gets a chance with the ball? And I said, yeah. Because if you try to get a field goal, who knows if you're going to do it or not. But if you don't, if you run out the clock, you are guaranteeing your opponent gets another chance to score because everyone gets, you know, the in college football overtime. That was the most confounding, scurred, conservative. I was blown away by that. You see people get into field goal range in 25 seconds. All the time, he was content just to kneel down.
You have Malachi Toney.
Right, you have Malachi Toney. Every time the ball gets in his hands,
gets the hell on.
You have Carson Beck. It hasn't looked the same, admittedly, in the last few games that he did at the beginning of the season. But, man, I did not. Like, penalties, sure, annoying. There was a lot of annoying stuff.
Yeah.
That really drove me crazy.
There's two ways of thinking about 25 seconds. Let's go get in field goal range. Let's take some shots, get some out routes, get in field goal range. Or let's not do anything stupid and get a turnover and put them in.
You're on the road against an unranked opponent, and you have a chance to just kind of get out of there by the skin of your teeth, not give them another chance.
You're playing an unranked opponent, and it's just the psyche of this now, because I would have tried to score just as it. Don't play scared. They're just as good as you. That's why the game's tied.
Right.
So we went in, we're the top 10, da 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 da.
So don't give them a chance to touch the ball then. Don't give them a chance to touch the ball.
I can answer this. They were scared they'd turn the ball over and give them a chance.
But they happened to do that in overtime.
You can't play that way. I'm not agreeing with it. I'm telling you, that approach, I've seen it before. It's a scary coaching style.
Right.
Very
scary. Which is shocking to me.
Yeah.
You were, a few weeks ago, number 2 in the nation. Number 2 in the nation, and being talked about as actually having had a tougher schedule than Ohio State, that you could make the argument they were the best team in college football. And now you're telling me you're scary
in 20 seconds on the road against an unranked team?
What would they need, 50 yards?
No, not even. They're at the 25. What, they have to get, yeah, about 50 yards.
Yeah. Who is it?
Every time he talks, I listen.
What's that guy's name, Carter?
What's his Carter name? Davis?
Carter, is that the kicker's name? Carter Davis? I want to say that, but now I feel like...
The current kicker?
Yeah, the Hurricanes kicker.
No idea.
Carter.
This is the thought. I need to get... I have 25 seconds. I need to get 50 yards. We can't do it. They feel as if it's a better chance of getting a turnover than getting 50 yards.
I get it, but that's ridiculous.
I agree with you. And if they would have went to overtime and won...
Let's wrap it up anyway, because now I want to talk to John Michael.
It is Carter Davis.
Carter Davis, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, they also got hosed.
Yeah, yeah, no doubt.
They got hosed because the game should have been over, and there was a BS holding call on them, and then Mario calling timeout at the end of the game, which gives them the unnecessary roughness call. Like, why? It's 4th and 9. They're scrambling to get a playoff. You've stopped them already. Why are you calling timeout? Like,
he wanted to see the formation they were in and call the perfect defense against it.
Right.
But don't ice them. See their formation, call a timeout. Don't try to ice the quarterback. That's too late.
The only other thing I'll say here before we wrap up headlines, the Dolphins play the Bills, but then the following week they play that Madrid game against the Commanders.
Yeah, I can't wait to get up early for that.
Ooh.
You want to jump on the pregame show? We start at 6:30.
Oh, my God. I mean, who's it going to be? Mariota, I guess, because Jaden Daniels' arm was...
He went the wrong way.
Went the wrong way.
Yeah, but not his throwing arm. He's not going to play in 2 weeks. But it's not just him. Bro, they were dropping like flies. Yeah. Luke McCaffrey broke his collarbone on the opening kickoff. Marshawn Lattimore likely tore his ACL. So Commanders are a shell of themselves when the Dolphins play them. Dolphins, of course, not even on a boat anymore. They're just on a raft with one paddle. Your weather, it's sponsored by Chillzone AC, featuring reliable Root AC systems. Make your AC great again. Visit chillzoneac.com. Hot again in South Florida. It's in the 80s. That's your weather.
All right, John Michaels going to talk some Hurricanes with us in the next segment.
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
Khalil?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Wow.
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you.
Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
John Michaels is on the guest line. I see him there. Look at John Michaels. This is the time of year that he comes on with that scowl, and you can see it right now. John Michaels on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Before we talk football, I remind you the best place to get geared up with Canes or Dolphins merch is Caneswear in Davie or online at caneswear.com. John hosts mornings on 680 The Fan in Atlanta. You hear him nationally on ESPN Radio. This really is the time of year that he swears off the Hurricanes. It happens. Actually, I guess a little bit earlier this year than last year, right, John? How have you marinated since Saturday's debacle?
Football sucks. That's all I'm going to say is football sucks. The Dolphins are terrible. The Falcons are an absolute disaster. All I had to hang my hat on was Miami making it to the postseason this year, and we got Mario'd once again. Soft play calling, chicken bleep at the end of the game where you take a knee. I hate it because I like Mario. You know, I had a chance to meet him and really get to know him during ACC media days, but where the hell was the team that played the first 5 weeks? The last 3 weeks from Louisville to now, even the Stanford game, they looked like dog crap for most of the game, and then they just were so much better. Eventually, they wore them out. I just don't get it. You get to ACC play, you play teams that you should be 3 or 4 touchdowns better than. You play to competition, you let Scribinis hang around, and then the next thing you know, they're selling pieces of goalposts in Dallas to a bunch of rich kids that ran on the field. It's disgusting.
John, it is bad. But what's the explanation? Because like you're saying, they're as talented, or you would say they're more talented than Notre Dame because they went out and beat them. Like, are they not as good against SMU? Are they? You can't say you played down 2 weeks in a row. I don't know when people ask me, how do you go from number 2 in the nation to getting beat by Louisville and then going down to SMU? I don't understand the drop-off, how it happens so quickly.
Yeah, I don't know if it's a situation, Channing, where they start to read the press clippings. I know Mario talked about rat poison. Or is there rat poison from within? Is there a unwillingness to adapt as a season goes along? Like, I know Mario wants, I want to pound you. I want to run you over. Well, guess what? 2 ACC games out of 3, really 3 out of 3, because Stanford in the first half was taking your lunch, and then again, you eventually wore them down. But 2 of the last 3 games when you needed to run the ball, you could not run the ball. 3rd and 1, 4th and 1 against SMU, they boat up, and they take out the middle of the field, and you lose yards. How about doing something off of that? You know how easy it would be to fake a run and do a little half-naked boot where your tight end crashes down and slides out into the flat, and he's going to be standing wide open, and he's probably going to run. When's the last time we've run that? Oh, I'll tell you. After we go down 14-10, we march right down the field and we run a play action down by the goal line, and Alex Bauman standing butt naked open in the back of the end zone for a touchdown. But Channing, it feels like there's no willingness to adapt as the season goes along. Like, okay, for these first 5 weeks, everything that we did worked. And all of a sudden it hasn't worked. And from the point that JoJo Traitor had the ball pop out of his arm to get intercepted, they got scared to throw the football down the field. Everything turned into screen passes. Everything turned into A-gap run. And you hung on for dear life and unfortunately lost the game.
Last year, you know, I think the blame pie was pretty much served to Lance Guidry at the end of the season. The way you lost to Syracuse, the way that the defense played and just looked miserable, kind of similar to how the offense has looked this year in terms of not being able to adjust. We were probably saying the same things last year in November about the defense. Do you just feel Lance Guidry last year, he was the scapegoat? Do you feel like this is trending towards Shannon Dawson perhaps being replaced here as offensive coordinator? I'm not trying to call for anybody's job, John, but this seems like the Mario path where this part of the football, this is going wrong. I got to make a change there.
Yeah, and I don't like it. You know, I never really cared for Lance Guidry from day one. Even the first year he was here, I thought he was a little bit overrated because the offense was so bad with Tyler Van Dyke. Last year, he deserved to be fired. That defense was putrid from about week three on, and we just kind of rode out the string. And Solana, you're right. The end of the year, it couldn't get a stop when you needed to, and it cost you a playoff. I go back and look at some of the stuff Shannon did even before Cam Ward, before Tyler Van Dyke was throwing a bunch of interceptions, and we were creative. That Texas A&M game, you guys have probably played the quote today where he said, you know, basically, and I'm paraphrasing, you coach scared at the end of the game, you lose. I saw a team coach scared. I don't think Shannon Dawson should be scapegoated for the way this offense is prepared and the way the offense is played. The offense looked good for five games. Yeah, it wasn't scoring 40 points a game. It was still scoring close to 30, and it was winning the way that they wanted to win. I just think something's amiss. I don't know if it's a Carson Beck thing. I saw him as animated as I've seen him as a Miami's quarterback this weekend. They couldn't get play calls in. They called a timeout when he had audibled to a screen that was going to be a first down. He was pissed about that. And then just the way that you end the game. I mean, a screen on second and eight where you motion into the screen where you're basically setting up to know that the screen's coming that way. And then when you get the ball back with 25 seconds left and you take a knee, Kane was sitting in the basement. He goes, Dad, what are they doing? I go, welcome to Crystal Ball. He thinks we're going to win in overtime. He didn't get the win in overtime, and now he leaves himself up for scrutiny. I think Shannon Dawson, to Solana, to your point, may end up being the scapegoat at the end of the year, and I don't like it one bit.
Let me ask you this, though, because a lot of us Canes fans, we have this. I mean, you started. We got Mario'd. You know, like everyone has the same take, which is his on-field coaching doesn't match with the way that he's able to recruit. He is a top-notch recruiter, as we see year in, year out, but there's always these questionable calls. If they had a different head coach, a different game coach this season, do you think they have two losses?
No, I don't. And it's so tough to say that, though, because without Mario getting the guys here that he's got here, you're not as talented. Like, I've seen people pull up the Manny Diaz has won more games at Duke than Mario Cristobal's won at Miami.
Higher win percentage, John.
Yeah, that's great. Guess what? When he was at Miami, he couldn't do a damn thing. We were getting up 700 yards of offense to North Carolina. Mario has elevated to the floor of Miami. Like, the floor now is 8 or 9 wins at any time. Like, this year, if you finish with really less than 10 wins, it's been an unmitigated failure. But I think the floor is here. I think the ceiling with all the other coaches we've had has probably been 9. You had the one great year with Mark Richt where you won 10, and then it fell off right after that. But I think if you would have had somebody that's a little more hands-off, and somebody brought up Ed Orgeron to me. Like, Ed Orgeron was not a great head coach. But the year they were great, he let Joe Brady just do whatever the hell he wanted, and he got out of the way. I thought last year Shannon Dawson was able to do whatever they wanted because they couldn't stop anybody on defense. It's something that rubbed me really the wrong way. And I don't know who it was. It was somebody on the ESPN broadcast. Maybe my guy Roddy Jones said something that last year Shannon Dawson told them he was more free because they knew they had to score a lot of points to win. And this year they play a little bit more conservative because they know their defense is good. To me, that's ass backwards thinking. My thought process is, I got a great defense. If I go out and bury you in the first half, put 35 on you, we can go in cruise control in the second half. I don't know if that's a Mario directive. I don't know if it's a Shannon Dawson directive. I just know the in-game acumen. He's been out-coached 2 of the last 3 games by Jeff Brohm and by Rhett Lashley, guys that make half the money and have half the resources that he does.
And I tell you, Urban Meyer's first championship of Florida was all Ron Zook's guys. He's very much like Mario Cristobal. Great dude. You love to be around him, drinking beer type fella. Brought in all them dogs. But you needed a guy like Urban who knows game day coaching to be able to take him over that edge. I'm not saying fire Mario and figure out who that guy is.
I'm not suggesting that. I'm just wondering if people think they would actually have different on-field results.
I just don't know. I think Mario tell me if I'm wrong, John. I think Mario is playing approaching college football like the pros do. Run the ball, set up your play action, get a game, you know, close late and win it. Well, I think college, you look at the teams that win, they're putting up those 40. Like you said, we're not winning. We're not putting up 40. Hell, the teams that are winning are putting up 40 plus.
Yeah, guess what Fernando Mendoza and Kurt Cignetti are doing in Indiana? They're dropping 50 on everybody. They're not leaving anything in the referee's hands. They're not leaving anything in overtime where we know any crazy thing can happen in overtime. They're going out and burying the hell out of people. Ryan Day, I don't like Ryan Day with his painted on beard, but guess what? Ryan Day comes out and tries to bury you. The only thing he can't do is beat Michigan. I watch, what's your guy? Mike Elko now at Texas A&M. He's pouring it on every time he gets it. These guys aren't more talented. You know, Indiana doesn't have the same talent. Ohio State does. But A&M and Indiana don't have more talent than Miami. I'd argue Ole Miss doesn't have more talent than Miami. But what Lane Kiffin wants to do is bury him. Now, I'll say this. I know there are people, John, you want Mario fired? No, I don't. And I know good and well Mario's going nowhere. Mario's got 6 more years on his contract. Barring natural disaster, like an actual hurricane coming through Coral Gables and wiping the campus off the map, Mario will be there for the next 6 years. I think Miami fans need to get that through their head that Mario's going to be there. Something's got to change. And when I talked with Mario at ACC Media Day, something struck me. The guy loves this program maybe more than I do, which I can't believe that anybody in the world, other than maybe JD the boss, loves Miami more than I do. But El Capitan loves him. He told me, he said, I owe it to the University of Miami to get us back to championship contention. Mario, I'm going to look at you. You're my boy. I think we are in a good spot right now. Whatever it takes is not working right now. What you're doing is good, but it's not great. You need to have somebody and listen to somebody. Open this thing up. Be aggressive. If Carson throws 3 picks, let him throw for 500 yards while he throws those 3 picks. We got too many damn dogs on this team to be struggling with these scrub-ass teams in the ACC, and it pisses me off because I'm flying down Friday. I'll be at the damn game on Saturday, and I half don't want to be there because there ain't going to be 30,000 damn Miami fans there because I feel like our season's over and it's November the damn 3rd. I'm pissed just like everybody else is.
Man, I was, don't ask my answer now. John's mad over there. Now, do you think, to that point, now you're talking to Mario, can Mario get out of his ways? You know the meme of him punching his hand.
Right.
It's not working. Could he get out his own way? If he did, some young Lane Kiffin comes in and wants to run that wide open triple quarterback in the game. Like you're saying, race to 50. Could Mario coach a race to 50 type team?
I think so, because we did last year. We saw him get out of his own way last year, maybe to his own detriment in the fourth quarter against Syracuse when they probably should have run the ball a little bit more, but you left it in Cam Ward's hands. I think he can. Truthfully, Channing, I think they got spooked in the Louisville game because it has not been the same team since that Louisville game. I think Carson Beck throwing all those interceptions gave them flashbacks of Tyler Van Dyke, and it made them say, we're going to be as conservative as we can be on offense. The second JoJo dropped that pass for a pick, they stopped taking shots down the field. And SMU had like the 128th ranked pass defense. You did yourself a disservice there. But I do think he can coach that way. I just don't know if Alex Mirabal has to tell him. I don't know if Shannon Dawson's the guy that could tell him. I don't know if one of the big boosters up top needs to say, look, bro, you're on the verge of losing this fan base. And I think that's the biggest problem because I saw Saturday, Hawk, people turned on him. People that were staunch Mario supporters said, I'm out. I'm not buying tickets. I won't be there Saturday against Syracuse. They're out. And that's the danger. You guys know living down there. The second your fan base disappears, it takes a long time to earn their trust back.
John Michaels, 680 The Fan in Atlanta. We will break it down all season long up until the Pop-Tarts Bowl. We'll talk to you then.
No. We're going Cheez-Its Bowl this year. I need Cheez-Its and a Pepsi.
I'm with you, man. I like it. See you, John.
See ya.
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
I have this fantasy. I've had this for years of becoming obese and bedridden and just watching TV all day and having people bring me food.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.